It can be a big step to move from being an employee to being self-employed, but it's an even bigger step to take on premises and staff and start running your own business. Hairdresser Kelly Bray recently did just that, and she shares her experiences so far from her busy Norwich hair salon.
Good morning, this is Chris Gillam here, and I'm interviewing Kelly Bray of Pod, who are hairdressers at the bottom of Long John Hill. Kelly, an interesting decision that you've made to set up your own business. When did you first start?
I actually opened the doors on, it was Monday the 12th of July 2015.
So. Really? So you've been going, 2 years this July?
2 years.
Oh,
well,
that's fantastic. This is obviously a very brave decision. You decided you presumably wanted to be your own boss.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I was renting a chair beforehand, so I was self-employed, but just wanted to have my own little empire.
Is that the way the business goes, that you start off renting a chair?
Originally, I was in a salon before for 17 years, and with that, I was employed. Then I became self-employed there, renting a chair, and then obviously just wanted to move on.
And so you decided to set up your own business. Presumably you got fed up with working hard for the benefit of other people. You wanted to make sure it was for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been a great effort on your part to set it up. How's it gone so far?
Yeah, it's gone really well. I came here thinking if there's just me and I have to get clients in from the street, then that's so be it. And actually within the next few months of it, my first open day I was fully booked. And all my clients came, and I've now got staff with me, somebody renting a chair, and an apprentice, and a nail technician. So it's all gone the opposite to what I thought it would go, so really well.
So you really were quite concerned about it when you made that very first brave step.
I really wanted to have my own salon, and I just thought, well, I'm in the position at the moment where I could literally go there, try and get people in. If that's me on my own, then that's how it is, you know, I need to get them customers in. But fortunately, they all came with me, so that was a good...
So people like me who followed you.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And, of course, we encourage our friends to do the same.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's presumably where you build the business.
Yeah, if it weren't for the support of, obviously, my clientele that I had, I wouldn't be here either, you know. And, obviously, where I used to work, that's a lot of help as well, so...
How did you manage to attract business, apart from, obviously, your existing clients who followed you?
Word of mouth is a good thing. I used to run with a running club, so again, that was all word of mouth. Also, social media is a massive part of advertising now, with the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You keep posting out on there because so many people have it on the computer, and obviously on the mobile phones. I advertise a little bit in magazines, but you know, word of mouth is the main thing. But I think for me, I feel that I just want to keep the name out there, and the name keep appearing, people then maybe take notice who haven't heard of us or, you know, been recommended. So.
Yeah, I understand, and presumably that's how you continue to attract business.
Yeah,
and as a matter of just keeping it going.
Yeah, and obviously keeping up to date with the latest trends, because that's very important to keep, you know, keep refreshing your clientele, bringing in the younger clientele as well as, you know, the older, so keeping it all fresh as well.
The old lags like me.
Not at all.
You seem to be in a very good spot geographically here.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be too much competition around.
No, we're really quite fortunate, actually. Although I do feel there's enough, you know, there are a lot of salons out there. There's still enough for everybody, you know.
Right.
You know, I feel quite happy anyway, even if I was close to somebody. But
it wouldn't bother you?
No, no.
Does your lease here prevent, or do the leases of the shops here in this particular parade, do they prevent competitive businesses setting up? So would the landlord not want another hairdresser in here?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. But that, you know, I haven't even thought about that really. That's not really been an issue to me. I still feel, however close, I've got my clients, there's enough for everybody. I just feel like, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah.
Well, I suppose, well, those of us who've got hair would always want it cut, won't
right,
we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And as far as growing the business is concerned, how do you think you're going to go about that? Or do you have ambitions to grow the business, i.e. perhaps set up another branch elsewhere or another part of Norwich?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I was, you know, my ambition was to have my own salon one day, and I never thought I'd do that and have the confidence to do that. Going forward, I never thought I'd be in the position that I'm at. I don't want to run before I can walk, but I would, I'd definitely consider maybe pod number two, or maybe even just have the salon that I've got but move premises and have more so underneath me rather than expand too much and then it all gets out of control.
Yeah, the trouble is management, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just running it, yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that, so you there is a possibility, I mean, you might move to bigger premises.
Maybe one day. I've not earned a million yet. That would be lucky.
Well, you still, it's less than 2 years since you started.
That's
so
right.
You've still got...
No, I'm very lucky that I started.
Consolidation is the name of the game, I suppose, at the moment. Yeah, yeah. Away from work, how do you sort of relax after... I mean, you're on your feet all day. I mean, that's hard work, apart from anything else.
Yeah, I'm back-to-back with clients as well. I do have a stable clientele, so when I get home... To be honest, I like to put my feet up for a nice cup of tea and a ginger nut biscuit. But, I enjoy running. That releases a lot of, stress. I enjoy fitness. I tend to do that in the morning. Also, I've got a little dog that I walk regularly, so I love my dogs. So, that's my little form of... release and my thing that I do.
Yeah,
I've not got a cup of tea.
Because you ran the London Marathon, didn't you?
I did, I think that's back in 2012-13, one or the other. That was an amazing day, and I never ever dreamed that. I think that's where all this started, really. I never thought I'd be able to run a marathon. Got into the fitness, then done a sports massage course, and here I am here, sort of gaining confidence for it all. But the London was amazing, absolutely amazing, emotional day,
I'm sure.
Looking back
What was your time?
That was 5 hours and 12 seconds, which I was really disappointed, because my brother, his first marathon he ran was 4 hours 59, and I wanted to beat his, but I think I'd made too many friends along the way and was chatting too much, so I could have beat that time. But
and have you got plans to run another London Marathon?
Yeah,
or
I have.
Do it again?
Yeah, definitely. I do enter each year just in hope I get in with the ballot. But if not, if I don't over the next, possibly not this year, because obviously the salon takes up a lot of my time at the moment because I'm still new. But maybe next year I'll maybe do it for a charity, definitely again.
Did you do it for a charity last
time? The first time I did,
What was the charity?
Arthritis Care.
Yeah?
So, I done it for them and ran that for them.
And how much did you raise?
£1,526, something like that.
Well, that's fantastic.
So that was good.
Well, it's been great talking to you, and all I can do is wish you all the very best and hope that the salon continues to be a great success.
Lovely, thanks so much.
Anyway, many congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Chris Gillam was speaking to Kelly Bray, proprietor of Pot Hair Salon in Norwich.